are back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm Sue Misiak, your host. Tonight, we are going to learn about Mosaic, a cross-district program which promotes experiential learning, projects, and self-direction. We'll find out what it's like to teach in this unique setting from Program Director Steve Shapiro, and two students, Mark Kemp and Erica Lyon, will fill us in on how Mosaic inspired them to be passionate about their education. Mosaic is sponsored by the Educational Council. Welcome to Teacher Talk, Steve, Mark, and Erica.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
It's good to be here.
It's great to have all three of you here. I love having students on the program, and of course, I always love having a teacher on the program, being a former teacher myself. So thank you so much for joining me today. We talked a little bit about Mosaic, actually, on my last Teacher Talk program. The topic of that program was the Educational Council, and Mosaic is one of the programs that the Educational Council sponsors. So now we're going to learn a whole lot more about it, but I love the fact we're going to learn about Mosaic not only from the teacher but also from the students. So let's start out with you, Steve. You are the program director of Mosaic. Tell me a little bit about your professional background in education.
Well, Sue, I began actually in the Cincinnati Public Schools. I was a teacher at the Cincinnati School for Creative and Performing Arts, and that was my first teaching job, and it was amazing being around creative and innovative and artistic kids. My bulk of my teaching job before I got to Mosaic was in Reynolds Work City Schools, where I taught. We developed a lot of innovative programs at the high school level and a lot of school reform, and that led me to Mosaic, where I'm now in my 13th year as a facilitator and my 8th year as the program director.
Wow, 13 years. Well, let's go back and learn a little bit about Mosaic then, because you certainly have spent a good part of your career with it. You know, I know that Mosaic is one of the Educational Council's premier programs. It was created years ago. And when it was created, it was known as a Christopher program. Let me ask you, Steve, weren't you a part of the program when it was the Christopher program?
I was, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why don't you tell me why the districts wanted to collaborate on this? Why did the Educational Council sponsor this?
Sure. Well, the Educational Council was formed in 1986, and it was a partnership between the suburban districts as well as Columbus City Schools, and creating a collaborative body that they could work together on. And the Christopher program was actually the first major educational program that the council formed together. And it was a place where students from suburban settings and urban settings could learn together. New models of teaching and learning could be explored. And the program has been going for 23 years now. So if you think about it, you know, we read about charter schools and a lot of charter schools that are failing or going out of business. Mosaic is really proof that public schools can create schools of choice that are sustainable, that are lasting, and that make a big difference in kids' lives.
That's very, very true. And also, because you're sponsored through the Educational Council, you are sharing resources, you are sharing students, which is absolutely wonderful, I think, because the kids get an experience that they might not have gotten if they weren't going to a school that is cross-district. Well, so, because you started way back when, Steve Shapiro, how has Mosaic changed or evolved over the years as it went from the Christopher program to Mosaic? I'm not even sure why you had the name change.
Well, the great thing about Mosaic is that it's always changing, because we're a community-based program. And so what that means is we're connecting with resources in the community. So, for example, if you think when Christopher program was formed, there was no Wexner Center for the Arts. There was no OSU urban arts space. The immigrant population of Central Ohio was radically different than it is today. So we have a focus on arts appreciation and cross-cultural studies. So as Columbus continues to change and get better, we continue to change and get better by connecting to the new resources that are there.
Mm-hmm.
We changed the name a few years ago, but I think the original name was named after Christopher Columbus, and the program was formed around 92 in the 500-year anniversary.
Sure.
And it was about discovery, which Columbus was great at discovery. He wasn't so great on the multicultural front. So I think we thought a name that fit us better was Mosaic. It's about, first of all, it speaks to our interest in the arts. And second of all, it really represents who we are, because we're a collection of students who come from all around Central Ohio, just like pieces of a mosaic, to form one single beautiful community. And that's who we are.
I really like the way you describe that, Steve. How many staff and in what area? How many staff do you have at Mosaic, and in what areas are they working?
Well, I have a background in social studies education, and then my teaching partner, Kim Letty, who's the other full-time employee, has a background in English education. This year, we've taken on a half-time employee, a third employee facilitator, whose name is Maggie Failing, and Maggie also has a social studies background.
I see. And what you're doing basically is focusing on the humanities. Is that correct?
Absolutely. All of our students receive, it's a two-year program. Students can be in the program as juniors and seniors. We meet every day for 2 hours each day. Students earn a credit in English, a credit in social studies, and then a half a credit of art appreciation and a half a credit of cultural studies. So it's a project-based integrated curriculum.
Right. So when they're doing that, then essentially what we're saying is they're not earning those credits at their home schools.
Correct.
They're earning them with you.
Correct.
That is great, though. That is great that they're able to do that and get different perspectives. So the mission or philosophy of Mosaic, how would you describe that, Steve? I mean, I think you've already given us some ideas about it, but I know that every program has, you know, the certain key points that they want to stress. So what is your mission or philosophy at Mosaic?
We really want to put students in the driver's seat of their own education. So if you think back when we went to school, it was very teacher-directed experience. The
sure.
teacher decided what was important. The teacher delivered information. The teacher told us if our work was good or bad. And the world has changed drastically since then, and the demands on young people now are much different than they were for us. Students have to be a lot more entrepreneurial, a lot more self-directed, a lot more multifaceted in their learning. And so our goal is to help students really take charge of their own education. So instead of us being in charge of delivering education to them, we're really in charge of helping develop young people so that they are really drivers in their own education and that they see education not as something that happens in school, but that happens in life, in the evening, on the weekends, after they graduate, so that they become lifetime lovers of new experiences and learning.
Hmm. That's really a very ambitious goal, and yet I know that it's one that makes the biggest impact on students. Different programs that I've looked at that had that same basis of self-direction, a little more freedom for students, guidance certainly along the way, but being able to be creative and project-based and collaborative, those seem to be some of the hallmarks of a really, really important and good program. But not every student can do that. You know, I have two grandsons. One is in a school, they call it an open school, that is very similar to what you're doing with Mosaic. And then another one is in a traditional high school. And one of those grandsons is very self-directed and really takes charge of his own education. And the other one is much more comfortable with the traditional setting. What kind of student do you attract to Mosaic, Steve?
Well, I think you make a good point, Sue. I mean, Mosaic is not for everyone, and we are a small program by design, so it's a very personalized experience. We really are seeking students in our program who are intellectually curious, who love learning, love ideas, who are independent, original thinkers, students who are motivated by real-life learning experiences because we're providing them with a lot of opportunities for real-life learning, students who are interested in creative expression and the arts, and also students who are interested in having a voice in their community or making a difference in the world. And so we're attracting students who are artists, who are creators, who are filmmakers, people who want to be activists and make a difference. And so it's a very interesting collection of kids we serve.
So how do you actually recruit these students? Or do they hear about you from their teachers? How does that work, Steve?
We go out to high schools, and we actually ask for staff recommendations of students who fit the profile I just described to you. And we go to the school, so one of your grandchildren might be in that room and one might not be in that room.
Right.
But the students in that room, we tell them about the program. We introduce it to them. Some students say, yeah, I like what I'm doing here. But for some percentage of those kids, it's like, where have you been all my life? This is the education I've been waiting for. And those kids are the ones that come to us and we kind of light up their educational world.
Wonderful, wonderful. And it is so good that students have an opportunity like that that will fit their particular learning styles. Well, now here we are, Steve Shapiro, Program Director of Mosaic, and we're talking about students. And we have two wonderful students sitting right here in the studio with us. And so we're going to learn a little bit about them. And we're going to start out with Mark Kemp. And Mark, tell me about your educational background with the Columbus City Schools and how you happen to move into Mosaic.
Okay. In elementary school, I went to Eakin Elementary. And then for middle school, I attended Wedgwood. And my home school is Briggs. And I now attend Metro High School along with Mosaic.
And along with Mosaic. Wow. I mean, so you're in almost like your home school is Briggs, but you go to Metro and then you come over to Mosaic. So is all of your education, are all of your classes then involved mainly with Metro and with Mosaic?
Yes, all of them are.
Uh-huh. What about if somebody in your school, not necessarily you, but someone else who wants to do what you're doing, what if they want to do something like play sports? Are they able to do that, you know?
Yes, you play for your home high school.
Okay. All right. Great. So if you wanted to play sports, you would be able to go back to Briggs and
play. I played football from Briggs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. All right. So that's really a good opportunity. Now, tell me, Mark, we didn't ask you what grade you're in here.
Oh, I'm a senior.
You're a senior. Okay. Well, you're on your way out, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you wanted an educational experience beyond the classes at your home school and even beyond your classes at Metro School. Why was that?
At my home school and like at Metro, a lot of stuff is almost lecture based.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I consider myself a creative person. So I wanted a different way of learning. And when Steve came and presented the Mosaic to us, I was one of the students that was like, "Where have you been all my life? I need this."
Wow. So you really have enjoyed this experience. Now, is it my understanding you've been in Mosaic only this year, your senior year?
Yes.
Was that hard to leave Metro and Briggs to come to Mosaic?
Not at all. Mosaic it's like we're like a family. So everybody uh-huh. was warm and welcoming and we're happy.
Right. So you get to know each other really well, it sounds like. Do you think that's because you work on projects together?
I think it's that and a combination of everybody in Mosaic is open-minded, so they like meeting new people, and you make friends for life. Like, I don't want to lose these people after I graduate.
Wow, and that's something I guess I hadn't thought about when we were talking about the academic benefits of Mosaic, but also the fact that you're meeting so many new people and making friends that are going to be important to you. Well, I have a feeling that one of your friends is also sitting right here in the studio with me. And her name is Erica Lyon. Now, Erica, I want you to tell me what schools you've attended and what grade you're in.
Okay, so I'm a senior right now. For elementary school, I went to Georgian Heights Alternative Elementary. I went to Wedgwood with Mark. For middle school.
Did you know him there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, did you guys like get along or did you think he was a pest
no,
here?
we've been friends since sixth grade.
Okay, great.
And then for high school, my home school is also Briggs, and uh-huh. I transferred to Metro the middle of my sophomore year.
Uh-huh.
And now I chose to go to Mosaic.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, why did you transfer to Metro, and why did you decide during your senior year to take your social studies and your language arts at Mosaic?
Well, originally I transferred to Metro because Briggs, there was just nothing there for me anymore.
What does that mean? I'm going to pin you down on this, girl, because
it's okay, no.
Because I know Briggs is a fine school. So, but what was it that you felt was lacking for you?
No, Briggs is great. It's just Metro has, it's a STEM school, so
right.
There's a lot of perks to that. You get sort of more opportunities through it.
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. That's what a STEM school is.
Yes, exactly.
That's a big focus.
And it was also that I knew I would be able to finish most of my classes within the next year, so I could do a learning center like Mosaic.
Oh, okay, great. So you were able to move through the curriculum faster, get your credits faster, and then do something maybe a little more enhanced or special.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, you wanted, and I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Mark, you wanted an educational experience beyond the classes at your home school, and you've given us those two reasons. Did you come across anything else that was a benefit you didn't realize?
About Mosaic?
Yes.
Well, just that I know at my home school, it's like Mark said, it's either a lecture or they give you something to read and you just respond to it. But when Steve came to Mosaic and sat down with us and talked to us about it, he really talked it up. It really seemed to me like it was a good choice for me, that I would really fit in there, because I know that I was kind of bored with Metro. I didn't just want an option at Metro was to take college classes at OSU, but I wanted something that would really engage me and make me want to learn. And through Mosaic, I really have become, I know I'm going to be, like you said, a lifelong learner.
Right. Wow. And that's so exciting to hear two students talk about their actual philosophy of education. And so what are your intentions when you graduate this year? What do you intend to do, Eric? Erica?
Once I graduate, I want to go to Ohio University,
mm-hmm.
which is my top choice school, and I've already been admitted. And I'm going to go for education and then hopefully become a teacher that's as great as Steve.
Oh. All right. Wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Well, you may push him out of his job there at Mosaic, but you'll probably first have to get, you know, your background and get some training elsewhere as Steve did. And you know, we probably could use people like you in the Columbus City Schools who have a great approach to their idea of education. And Mark, I didn't ask you what you wanted to do after you graduate. What are your plans?
Like Erica, OU is my top school. I applied last week and I'm waiting to hear back. So
they'll
fingers
be lucky
crossed.
To get you. What do you think you want to do there? What do you want to major in?
Something with music or film. I'm really interested in that.
That's a great school for that. That is wonderful. And then film producing or in front of the camera?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's got movie star good looks. So
yeah.
He's got the road.
We have two very talented students here. But, you know, you're looking at a program. Mosaic is a program that draws from 16 districts across the county. And a lot of those districts, whether it comes to sports and playing football, as Mark does here, or whether it comes to academic competitions, there are rivalries. And I just want to know, I mean, Mark already mentioned that, you know, we're one big happy family, et cetera, but come on, tell me the truth. Aren't there a few rivalries, Erica? Does anybody ever come in with that, hey, you know, I come from Reynoldsburg or I come from Upper Arlington, and so, you know, we're really good in this particular area?
I don't think there's so much as rivalries, like, but we all want to sort of make each other better. So I don't think it's more like, oh, I'm better than you. It's like, I'm better than you. Now what are you going to do to top me? Like, I think that's the only mm-hmm. sort of rivalry that there is. But also another thing is, like, when we first got to Mosaic, a lot of us sort of stuck with our home school. Like, I know all of, like, my school's kids sort of stick together, and, like, the Upper Arlington kids and Reynoldsburg and Hillier kids. But we just kind of have to work through it and, like, intermingle and get used to each other.
Uh-huh. And then after a while, it's just, as Mark had mentioned before, you're just this team, this group that works together. Well, now, Steve, let's get back to you for a moment. What approach to teaching and learning do you take in the Mosaic program? I mean, how do you introduce your lessons or your projects? And I know you had mentioned before that you really try to do as much as possible to develop the students' interests and their strengths.
Sure. Mosaic is a constructivist learning community. And what that means is that we don't believe that the facilitators have all the knowledge to deliver to students.
Right.
We believe we create knowledge together.
Right.
So when a student comes to Mosaic, they're not just a student, but they're also a teacher. They have a responsibility for learning, bringing their own life experiences to the table, and teaching other people. And I think the diversity of our student population, both in terms of suburban and urban kids, but we have kids of a variety of races, religions, socioeconomic backgrounds, everybody brings something important to the table in terms of teaching. So we're a community where we learn from each other, and we're constructivists, and we create knowledge together. There are important components of that. We do have a curriculum that's project-based, but there's always choice built into it. So, for example, our students do a lot of reading. But in every project, they'll have a choice of which book they read. So
great, good.
That way, everybody's
that.
Engaged. We tell students, if you don't like your book, you have only yourself to blame because you chose it. You
right.
know, you have it. And if you get your book early enough and you start reading it and you don't like it, switch to a different one.
Sure.
So the
sure.
idea is everybody will have a chance to be engaged and to have some control, and that goes back to being the driver of your own education.
And I'm going to guess that because you're focusing on English and social studies and art history, that this is really interdisciplinary, that many of the things that you do are very interdisciplinary.
Completely. I mean, we don't have any subjects specialization or separation at all. So the idea of, you know, bells ringing or class switching, or, for example, I have a social studies background, but I've been teaching writing and literature for my entire 25-year education career. So I never, kids don't say, well, we should go to Kim if it's a question about English because she's the English teacher. In fact, I don't know if the kids even know who has a background in what. They really see all of us as generalists.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Mark, what is your reaction to this kind of learning that you're getting, experiential, project-based learning? What is your reaction to this? How does it work for you?
I love it because, like I said, in regular school, you wouldn't get this kind of learning. A lot of things we do are outside, And for example, like we went to the Noor Islamic Center and we learned about the religion, and you wouldn't get that in a normal school. You would just like read a book, or you'd have to go off the rumors you heard from your friends or whatever. And in Mosaic, you get that like hands-on experience, and you get it face to face, and it was completely different. It changes your perspective.
That's really great. And it also, as you said, it's not that you're just learning something, but you can also, I like your phrase, change your perspective on things. How about you, Erica? How did you react to this? And can you just give me, as Mark just did, just a very short example?
I totally agree with Mark. I think it's the best way, at least for me, for learning. I think it's like there's now, I couldn't go back to like Metro or Briggs learning. Like I would have to learn this way. And I think it's really the best way to learn. Like, for example, we're not sitting in a class watching a PowerPoint about the Holocaust. We're in a Jewish temple, like, or Jewish synagogue, Temple Israel, like learning from a rabbi mm-hmm. about the history of Judaism. So I just think like if ever it's kind of you keep the knowledge for longer because you have an experience to match with it.
Mm-hmm. You can tell by their answers. We just finished our World Religions project.
That's so. Right. That's right. Well, Steve, your partners must be very important to you because they are an integral part of the learning process. Partners such as these various religious institutions where you're able to go there and take the students so that they can learn by experiencing. Tell me a little bit about this.
Our partners are essential to what we do. We like to say that Franklin County and the City of Columbus are our campus. We're a mobile campus. We have a great partnership with Columbus Museum of Art, who provide all of our students art museum memberships. Great partnership with the Wexner Center for the Arts. We're sustainable partners in their Pages Creative Writing Program, Greater Columbus Arts Council. Motorist Insurance has been a great partner. They provide parking for all of our students so that we can meet downtown in the Discovery
District. Yeah, where are you located?
We're located in the First Congregational Church, right next door to the Art Museum, right next door to CCAD, right next door to the Downtown Library, which is also another one of our partners, and we do a lot of work at the library. But our students do, for example, Capstone Research Project, and we have students out in an amazing collection of organizations working intensively on original research or new program development at places like Franklin Park Conservatory, Community Refugee and Immigration Services, Boys and Girls Club, Voices for Ohio's Children. We've had students at the State House with Representative Stenziano and State Senator Charlita Tavares, Equality Ohio, Franklin County MRDD. We just have taken advantage of all of the resources. Columbus Council on World Affairs. Our kids are out.
I want to come and teach her. No, I want to come and be a student at Mosaic. It sounds to me like it sounds wonderful, and what a great way to learn.
If I had a dollar for every adult who said that to me, I'd keep teaching at Mosaic, but I just have a great vacation fund.
I love it. Well, we have very little time left, but I guess I just want to ask both Mark and Erica. We've talked about this idea that it's self-directed, that Mosaic is experiential, but do some of your peers ever have troubles with this, Mark? Have you experienced any of your peers who came in and like, okay, no, I really do need somebody to kind of tell me what to do?
I think how everybody has a different way of learning. Some people might like take a slower start, but everything is self-drive. Mm-hmm. Once you get started, it's almost like no stopping. You just want to keep going.
So in other words, those who might have had a little problem at first have learned how to deal with it and then move forward. Is that right, Erica?
I definitely think so. And I think our facilitators really help us with that. It's not just you're sort of on your own. Like if you're having trouble, you definitely have help, and you have a whole community around you supporting you.
Okay, now very quickly, we have hardly any time left. Steve, what kind of impact has Mosaic had in terms of high school graduation and post-secondary?
Our kids are doing great. Almost every one of our kids graduates high school. Almost all of them go to post-secondary experiences, state colleges, art colleges, liberal arts colleges. Our kids are all out there. We have kids that go into AmeriCorps, City Year. Our kids are doing great out in the world.
Okay, and I know Mark and Erica, Mosaic, obviously you love it, and it's had a great impact on your learning. So cheers to Mosaic.
Cheers.
Okay, well, Steve, if people want to learn more about Mosaic, whom should they contact?
Our website is experiencemosaic.org, so check out our website. There's some video. There's a lot of information on there, as well as my contact information is on the website, experiencemosaic.org.
Experiencemosaic.org. I want to thank Steve Shapiro, Program Director of Mosaic, and his students, Mark Kemp and Erica Lyon, for joining me this evening. It was a pleasure having the three of you on Teacher Talk.
It was great to be here.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay. Well, this concludes our show. A podcast of this program will soon be available at wcbe.org. This show was produced with the help of Cause intern Rain Maxwell. Thank you, another Columbus City Schools student. Please join me on Teacher Talk the first and third Tuesdays of each month. This is Sue Misiak wishing you a good night.